Proclamation number 8626, dated the September 25th, 1963. People lack love and faith. People keep distancing themselves from me ever further. They want to believe less and less. For since they don't live a life of love, they cannot attain a living faith either, and a dead faith is completely worthless, because they will easily relinquish it completely when they have to profess whether they are for or against me. For people will have to make this decision, irrespective of whether it will be demanded of them by the earthly authorities or as a result of harsh strokes of fate, when only the right decision can provide them with help in earthly adversity. Without faith they are lost, for then they belong to my adversary, who wants to destroy humanity's every faith in a God and Creator. Only a life of love will result in a living faith, and then there will be no further danger of falling prey to my adversary. For a living faith establishes the connection with me, and any hardship can be resolved because the human being believes in my power to do so, and also because he is convinced that my love will determine me to help. Yet people who utterly lack faith in a being which is full of love, wisdom and power can be called poor and miserable. For even if they are quickly helped by my opponent in earthly calamities, their souls will nevertheless be irrevocably lost, for they have abandoned all contact with me and are therefore hopelessly subject to him. And many people will have to expect this destiny of being completely controlled by my adversary, and will also have to share his fate at the end of the earth. So that they come when he is placed in chains, come will be banished again into the creations of earth and must travel the path through these new creations once more. Yet this happens in accordance with the will of every individual soul, and nothing can be done for their salvation other than to keep proclaiming the gospel of love to people, to tell them what will await them if they live without love and therefore also without faith. Time and again people shall be called. Time and again they shall be invited to turn their back on the world and to step into spiritual spheres. Time and again they shall be reminded of the purpose of their earthly life, so that they cannot claim to have been entirely without knowledge. Admittedly, they will pay no credence to your words, but they shall not be left without warning either. For I will continue to cross their path and by means of misfortunes try to change their thinking, since the possibility of changing their will still remains until their death and no opportunity shall be missed. And thus there will be a never-ending struggle for every soul my adversary wants to keep. And if you, my servants on earth, only succeed in persuading your fellow human beings to believe in a God and Creator from whose power they originated, if you only succeed in motivating them to carry out deeds of love, then there is also the possibility that they will learn to gain faith, that they will seriously think about it, especially when they have to recognize the fleeting nature of earthly things and begin to long for everlasting possessions. Every change of mind can denote salvation for these human beings, and a person can still change his mind until he dies. This is why you, my assistants, should leave no stone unturned in order to awaken in people the belief in a loving power which wants to regain all people for itself. You shall also inform them of the fact that you are in direct contact with this power, and that it conveys comprehensive spiritual knowledge to you which clarifies the human being's real purpose of existence. There is always the possibility that a person will respond and listen to you, and in that case he is already saved for sure, for as soon as I am able to speak to him myself he will feel affected by it and form an opinion. This is why you are repeatedly summoned to work diligently. This is why I won't stop seeking to attract the love of souls which are still distant from me. This is why people often suffer great earthly hardship in order to motivate them into performing kind-hearted actions for their fellow human beings. And then it is not hopeless, for every deed of love connects the human being with me and at the same time disconnects him from my adversary. If only people would believe that only love can deliver them from the enemy of their souls, that love would also grant them realization and could gain them a living faith, even in the Redeemer Jesus Christ. And a living faith in Him signifies definite deliverance from sin and death. Love, however, has grown cold and therefore faith has also vanished, and no person can become blessed without love and faith. Without love and faith, my adversary is still dominating his soul and it cannot enter the life which lasts forever. Amen.